relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, they're destroying our country. The gentleman said the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country because many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people. But you also have criminals. You have murderers, you have sex traffickers, you have a lot of very bad people coming into our country, and they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released, or they're already being released. Yesterday they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
He's right. The 45th president of the United States is right. They're destroying America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That was Donald John Trump with Harris Faulkner on Fox Today telling the truth. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is happening right now. And the photographs are making it out there. The videos of what's happening on the border. The reports of the numbers every single day increasing. And what is the response from the man who is allegedly in charge? We are more than 60 days into this administration. He hasn't given a press conference yet, apparently, on day 65. He's going to hold his first press conference this week. In the meantime, as the crisis escalates, as hundreds of unaccompanied children are illegally crossing our frontier every single day, this is what Joe Biden has said. This is video cut 11 and his vague response. Play cut.
Hey, yes.
Are you thinking of going to the border?
At some point I will, yes.
You want to see firsthand what's going on in those facilities?
I know what's going on in those facilities.
I know what's going on in those facilities. You don't know what day of the week it is. You can't put a pen back in your pocket. I'll go there at some point. At what point? When it's completely gone? When the 450 miles of border wall we built in the Trump administration have been destroyed? When the COVID rates for those across the nation who've infected Americans because you're not testing the illegal immigrants that are crossing our borders, you're giving them plane tickets and bus tickets, when those are out of control and we have the worst COVID figures in Western civilization, is that when you're going to visit? Are you going to go to the border maybe after you're replaced by Kamala Harris, which will be sooner rather than later? When are you going to cross the border? In the meantime, what are the Republicans doing? What is the quote-unquote opposition to the Democrats doing and in response? Let's go back to President Trump. Video cut two. Back with Harris Faulkner. Play cut.
Take a look at what's coming up, and I predicted it all. Now, I must say, I never thought that Biden... And it's not Biden. It's other people that are, you know, putting stuff in front of him.
You don't think it's him.
But I never thought that Biden in a million years would be worse. Nobody did. Would be far worse than Bernie Sanders. This is Bernie Sanders on steroids. This is what he's doing with all. And that, you haven't seen anything yet. So the Second Amendment is going to be obliterated. And there's no stopping them. And our leadership, Mitch, isn't strong enough to stop people. Never was. That's like one of the big secrets. But he had the majority. But now that he's not in the majority, he's not doing his thing. He's not doing what he should be doing. There are ways to stop some of this stuff that's happening.
Mitch doesn't want to stop him. Why? Because he's fine where he is. His power as the minority leader. If he wanted to stop, guess what happens? Guess if the senators, the GOP senators, the ones with the letter R behind their name, are told by their quote-unquote leader not to come in chambers, not to come to a session. Everything grinds to a halt. If the Senate doesn't have quorum, nothing can happen. Not the $1.9 trillion pork travesty. Not their intent to undermine the Second Amendment. None of it. Have they done it? Have they done it ever? The impeachments couldn't have happened. But they did. They failed to get the votes. Forget the filibuster. How about obstruction on the basis of quorum? This is the truth. They don't want to. And who's really in charge? I'm going to have to correct the president here on one thing. When it comes to the border, this is all Biden. All Biden. Yes, it's being dutifully implemented by those beneath him, especially the secretary of Homeland Security. But during the campaign, more than once, Joe Biden said, let them all in. He was the most agitated, the most animated when the question of border control was raised. And he actually said, why shouldn't we be able to accept 1, 2, 3 million asylum seekers? Because that's who we are. No, that's not who we are. We're not built on asylum seekers who are fakers. Because that's what's happening. My parents were refugees. The vast majority of the people crossing the border aren't former political prisoners. Children can't even be political prisoners. What are we talking about? These are unaccompanied minors that have been handed to the smugglers by their parents. Why? Not because they're persecuted because of their political identity. like my father was, who would have been shot on sight had he returned to his land of his birth, because they want them to have a job. They want them to get out of that ill-functioning country, whatever it is. That's not the law. That's a perversion of the law. And to those who think, oh, it's the humanitarian thing to do. Really? Ask the leaders of those countries. Forget the political leaders. Ask the leaders of civil society, of the local opposition. Do they want to lose their populations to other countries? Does the president, the prime minister of Guatemala, of Costa Rica, of any of these countries want to see millions and millions of people leave? Is this some kind of new colonialism by dint of open borders? Not only do you hurt those being trafficked, not only do you hurt the real legal immigrants in this country who just want to have a normal job that isn't undermined by people who will do it for half if they're paid in cash. You're undermining the countries where they've come from. It's evil. And the most evil thing of all are the people who profit the most. The cartels. And this administration is on their side.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Would you put your children into the clutches of criminals? I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine it, especially if you know who those cartels really are and what they do. One man does. He's the former acting director of ICE, and he was with the great one, Mark Levin. Video cut 13, Eric, play cut.
What they don't talk about is right now there's over 15,000 children in custody of HHS or sitting in border patrol stations who parents chose to hire a criminal organization to smuggle their child to the United States. And no one talks about that inhumanity. The secretary said the other day on a press briefing that loving parents send their kids to the border. Are you serious? Loving parents don't put their kids in the arms of criminal organizations.
I couldn't agree more. Let's unpack it with the man himself, former acting chief of ICE, Tom Homan. Welcome back to America First.
Dave, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So we have to tackle this head on, Tom, because the narrative is that we're a caring nation, we're a loving nation. It is the quote-unquote humanitarian thing to do to let all these children in. You have decades of service. You've been there on the border. You've run these operations. How nice is it to say our borders are open and there's a great big loophole if you're an unaccompanied minor?
Well, look, you know, the President Trump, you know, he addressed the problem. We had a surge in FY19, and by all the policies he implemented in Central America and Mexico and the Remain in Mexico program, and, you know, he closed the loopholes, that, you know, because Congress doesn't close them, so the President took executive action that had the same result. And he gave us the most secure border I've seen in my almost 35 years of enforcing border immigration law. The Biden administration, you know, I wrote an op-ed in July of 2020 saying if Joe Biden became president, we'd lose the border because all the promises he make. Their policies are forcing parents, you know, because they want to get, you know, everybody wants to come to the United States, greatest country on earth, but their policies, open border policies about releasing UACs as soon as possible to relatives or sponsors are causing thousands of parents, like you just said, putting their kids in the arms of criminal organizations. Let me tell you, I spent 34 years investing in these organizations. Children get abused. Children die. I have actually held dead children in my arms from human trafficking and alien smuggling crime scenes. And 31% of women get raped making that journey. Well, the criminal cartels are evil. All they are, they're looking for money. They don't care about these people. These people are worth nothing to them until they get north of the border, which many times, if someone gets sick, they leave them there to die because they're not worth any money. And no one celebrated more the Biden presidential win than the criminal cartels, because they are back in business. President Trump hurt them. He shut them down pretty well. Now they're back in business, making millions of dollars a day, taking vulnerable people and forcing them across that border. And just not only that, the criminal cartels control where they go, when they go. So they'll send a group of 200 family units in one sector. And while the Border Patrol's tied up with all those families, they'll move their fentanyl, their MS-13, and their bad guys to an unprotected part of the border, because the humanitarian crisis creates a national security crisis. President Trump recognized that. We talked about it many times. He declared a national emergency. What does Joe Biden do? He opens the border.
And what is, I know you're in touch with the members of CBP, with ICE. What do they get to do now? Are their hands tied? What changed on January the 20th when Biden was sworn in, Tom?
The morale of the U.S. border is right now. These men and women are working their butts off. And, you know, they're used to protecting and securing the border. Now they're a welcoming committee. These people come across because of Biden policies. They process them for release. No, their duty is to secure that border and arrest people that cross that border, detain them till they see a judge and ISIS remove them. That's the way the system is. But now it's like they've lost their enforcement authority. They're just simply a welcoming station. Do a little bit of paperwork, make sure they get a solid meal and buy them a plane ticket or a bus ticket to wherever they're going. Their morale is in the toilet. And the president, you know, President Trump, I was with him many times. He went to the southwest border. He talked to the men and women of the Border Patrol. What do you need? What don't you have? What can be better? What isn't working? And that's why he gave him the wall. That's why he gave him all the millions of dollars of equipment. That's why he changed policies to help to be more effective. This president, first of all, has never been down there. And you got the Secretary of Homeland Security on national TV several times, either at the White House or on Fox yesterday, saying this is not a crisis. Tell that to the 60,000 men and women in Border Patrol and CBP uniforms down there that are working their butts off. And when they saw that, I talked to a lot of Border Patrol command. They saw that, and it just blew the wind out of their sails. Said, wait a minute, our secretary won't admit to a crisis. Why don't someone come talk to us? But you know what? No one can talk to the Border Patrol because they've got a gag order. When you see your boss lying to the American people about the job you're doing, that kills morale. So, you know, you're going to see a large turnover in Border Patrol. They're very unhappy. They're not able to do the national security job they're being paid and trained to do.
All right. You mentioned it. I have to bring it up. This is a report from the Daily Wire and NBC. Border Patrol officials have been told to deny all media requests for ride-alongs with agents along the southern land border. Local press officers are instructed to send all information queries, even from local media, to the press office in Washington for approval. What have they got to hide, Tom? Why is there a gag order on the people you used to command?
Because they got a crisis on their hand that is not by accident. It's not incompetence. It's not bad planning. It's by design. Joe Biden knew exactly what he was doing during the campaign, making all these promises. He knew that would cause a surge. And they didn't prepare for the surge because they want them here. This is by design. That's why one of the first things he did is overturn President Trump's rule on the census, that illegal aliens shouldn't be counted on the census.
Right.
Well, he changed that. Now they're going to be counted. So these thousands coming across the border every day are going to be counted, which, you know, they're going to be sanctuary cities, which is going to go, which when you do the census, it's going to, you know, result in more seats in the House for the Democrats, which leads to electoral college. It's just about future power. Everybody says, well, you know, they can't vote. Well, if they get amnesty someday, they're going to be able to vote, but they don't have to vote. They just need to be counted.
Yeah.
So they're hiding the fact that they plan an open borders agenda. Joe Biden sold out this country to win an election. And we had the most secure border in my lifetime, and within 2 weeks they destroyed it for a political power, for a political end. It's just, you can't sacrifice our national security and the sovereignty as a nation to win an election. That's what they did, and that they don't want people to know. Maybe the Border Patrol chiefs can't talk, maybe the ICE directors can't talk, but you and I can, and that's why we need to be out there telling American people what I know. I talk to people all the time, whether they're in a green uniform or they're wearing an ice jacket. they're not going to shut me up, and I know they're not going to shut you up. So they can cut the media all they want, but we got to count on guys like you and myself and others, like Mark Levin, who's going to tell the American people the truth.
Yeah, they're not going to shut us up, and they're not going to shut up Mark Levin either. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis, and it is both of those. From the former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, he'll be back with us here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, available wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget our app. Look for Sebastian Gorka at the App Store. Download the app. You can stream us every day, 24 hours a day. And also, we're available at Rumble, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Back with the great Tom Homan after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The policies of the Biden administration, let me be clear. They have given a green light to child traffickers, a green light to sex traffickers. Look, no one celebrated more the Biden winning the election than the criminal cartels in Mexico, because they're back in business.
Truth teller extraordinaire, former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, is with us. If you haven't done so already, please, please support our great sponsor, Mike Lindell. 25 corporations are boycotting his MyPillow products because he is a truth teller as well. He is a patriot. Send the cancel culture leftists a message. Go straight to his website, MyPillow.com, and Mike's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Send the fascistic left a message. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Tom, I you know, it's a strange question to ask, because I think the answer's obvious, but nobody asks it, especially from people like you who have the evidence, who know the answer. So will you tell our millions of listeners and viewers just how evil are the cartels who are profiting from Biden's decision to open the border?
Well, look, I said, you know, they control the northern border of Mexico. Mexico don't control the northern border. The cartels control that northern
right.
border. Nothing happens on the northern border without, first of all, paying a plaza fee. The drug cartels, you got to pay a fee to work through their AOR, area of responsibility. So the smuggling organizations work, they work through these areas. They got to pay the criminal drug cartels, and drug cartels will dictate where they can go and when they can go. That way, like I said, they'll tie up the border patrol in one area saying it's a smuggler of fentanyl and drugs and others. So not only the drug cartels making money off alien smuggling, they're making money off the fentanyl and the cocaine and the heroin and the rest of the
But talk about the quality of these human beings. How bad are these people who are profiting from this crisis? Give examples.
They're scumbags. Look, when I was a border patrol agent, when I was a special agent investigating these organizations, you talk to a woman that – I remember I talked to this one lady who got raped over 20 times by the cartels in 3 days. And this is typical. Doctors Without Borders did a study and says 31% of women make this journey get sexually assaulted. When we first became ICE, I was down in Victoria, Texas. I was a lead investigator on Victoria incident where 19 dead migrants died in the back of a tractor trailer in a steel box, 170 degrees in that steel box, because the smuggler didn't want to turn the air conditioner on the tractor trailer. He didn't want to put water because it draws suspicion. If he's got an empty load, having his air conditioner, that makes sense, Case. You got stopped by the highway patrol. So he set these people in the hot box. 19 of them passed away. The most horrendous way to die, suffocating in a black box, 170 degrees, and a five-year-old child died in that load in his father's arms, and his father died on top of him. So, look, I can talk about issue after issue after issue. Many people die coming to this country. Criminal cartels do not care. They are a product. They are a commodity. They're not worth anything unless they can get them to the destination alive. If they die, they leave. And my 34 years, I can name you over 50 investigations in which aliens suffered, were tortured. And Operation Nightstorm in Phoenix, Arizona, 10 years ago, I ran that operation. What happened? They agree to smuggle somebody to Chicago for $10,000. So they get them across the border. They get them to a stash house in Phoenix. They call the railroads. Okay, that's when the call says you owe $10,000 or wire it to this account. But when they call the relative, you owe us $25,000. Then the relatives say, well, I don't have that much money. We agreed on 10. Well, guess what? It's 25 now. Either you pay us or we're going to kill your cousin or your husband or your mother. And they did. They killed many of these people. They tortured them. They call up the relative and torture the guy and have the relatives listen to the phone call so they would pay the ransom. Luckily, you know, a couple of relatives got brave, called ICE. We were able to track the phones, knocking down the doors, and save people. But that was a rarity. Most relatives just go out and find the money somehow. But we found body after body after body. One smuggled alien was stabbed in the face over 20 times. Stabbed in the face over 20 times because he couldn't afford to pay his smuggling fees. These people are ruthless. They're animals.
And would it be reasonable to posit that the recent tragedy in Texas, where a Ford Explorer with its seats removed was involved in a head-on collision and 25 people were in that vehicle being smuggled, that that is a direct result of policy decisions made in the last 60 days, Tom?
Absolutely. And Joe Biden needs to look in the mirror because these people wouldn't have tried to make that journey. No one coming across that border wearing a Trump T-shirt. Yeah. They're wearing Biden T-shirts. Yeah. And look, when you entice people to come, they're going to come, put themselves in harm's way. If they knew President Trump was a president and the border wasn't open, you have a lot less death, a lot less misery.
We're gonna play some audio and video that proves that. Tom is absolutely right. Find out more, understand the depth of the threat right now. Order his book, Defend the Border and Save Lives. God bless you, Tom, for speaking the truth. Don't stop anytime soon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Are you as healthy as you would like to be? I'm going to the gym. My wife did it. She got me back in the gym 7 a.m. this morning. Afterwards, you got to eat. You got to have some protein. And she made some bacon bits with squash. And I thought, I can't eat squash this early. What are you doing, woman? I refused. But it's okay. Because I've got my balance of nature. It's How I Cheat. 6 little capsules from Dr. Howard that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, the essential nutrients you need. It's just health in your hand. Do it today and you'll be able to be taking in the things your mom wanted you to, but you may not want to. Call them, use my name, get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code Gorka.
Admire your work with Food for the Poor each year. And I'm 16 years old. I live at home, so I don't really make a whole lot of money. But I have an envelope that I keep on my nightstand, and each time I do get some money, I put a little bit away. It's for Food for the Poor. This year I saved up $80 to give, and I'm not saying any of this to brag. I just wanted to encourage your listeners who probably make more money than I do. And if you can just spare a little bit, that would be good. Bye.
Do you make more money than Sarah from babysitting? She's 16 years old. That's a real call. She saved up $80. Why? To help the children who are starving, who shouldn't be put in the hands of the coyotes. They shouldn't be suffering, and we can help them. She gave enough money to feed two children for 6 months. Can you do better? Can you do as well as her? Can you do as well as 16-year-old Sarah? You can save a life. You can save multiple lives today. Food for the Poor is on the ground, feeding a million mouths in over a dozen countries, helping people where they are, especially the poverty-stricken children. Please make a donation in any amount today. $111 feeds three children for 6 months. Just one donation, one time. $111. But any donation makes a difference. Be a modern guardian angel. Be a blessing today. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Food for the Poor banner, or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click at the banner right at the top, Food for the Poor. It is a crisis, and they want to hide it. There's a lot of people in this administration who are reprehensible, but the one right now who is the face of the duplicity, the face of evil, that is fine with the suffering, is Secretary Mayorkas, at the very head of the Department of Homeland Security. He was on with none other than registered Democrat Chris Wallace from Fox News, talking about the non-crisis at the border. Video cut 17. Play cuts.
Why did you refuse to allow reporters to see the conditions under which these minors are being held?
Two things, Chris, if I may. Number one, let's not forget that we're in the midst of a pandemic, and we are focused on our operations, executing our operations in a crowded Border Patrol facility where hundreds of vulnerable migrant children are located, number one. And number two, we're working on providing footage so that the American public can see the Border Patrol stations.
Working on providing footage. Is it going to be like the Martian landing from the film Capricorn 1? You're going to send us the footage from your Potemkin villages. Everything's hunky-dory. Yeah. And you're worried because of COVID. You're not allowing the journalists, Secretary Mayorkas, because of the China virus. You mean the same China virus that you're not testing the illegals for? That one? You liar. You snake. You scumbag. How dare you? More than 500,000 Americans dead because of the deadliest export from communist China. And you're using it as an excuse to hide your quote-unquote non-crisis when you couldn't even care enough to get those who are illegally coming into America to be tested for it? Is your boss, that dopey, senile old man, is telling American citizens, legal immigrants like me, people born in this country, well, we might let you have a small barbecue on July 4th. We might. God, is there anybody more reprehensible than that man? Well, there is, but she's behind the scenes, and her name is Rice. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Ryan in New York. Ryan, welcome to America First.
All right, Sebastian. Maybe we should put a McDonald's on the border. And, folks, you want to know how bad Minneapolis is? Mary Tyler Moore could not save Minneapolis. Certain places are gone forever. California's gone.
I'm glad you got a sense of humor, my friend.
Right. You know, Congresswoman Cortez could beat Ronald Reagan and George Washington out in California. It's gone. Forget it. It's gone. Now, the border, folks, this is what's going on,
Ryan,
down there.
Ryan, nothing is gone. In the age of Donald Trump, nothing is gone. But carry on.
Okay. Down in the border, folks, they want this to take place. This has been going on for years. They want to flood this country with illegals. people will also camouflage themselves and say, oh, I want legal immigration. But legal immigrants also have chain immigration, too, where they're able to bring more people to take America's jobs. America's a big rock piece of rock candy to the rest of the world. They are flooding this country. That is their agenda. Unless you turn it around and you take the hard left and you take everything out of their treasure chest, you take their race quotas away, their big welfare programs, their illegal immigration, put that military down that border. We're being invaded, right? A wall and the military down there. Visa violations. Countries with those visa violations, you lose visa privileges. Take a look at those 19 visas, those maniacs from 20 years ago that hit the towers and the Pentagon, okay, folks? That's it. You got to forget about saying why they're doing it. They're doing it because it's their agenda. That's why. Listen, 20 years ago, right, me and Pat Buchanan fought one of the most vicious battles over open borders. And you know what the establishment said to him? They went after Pat Buchanan like pit bulls in a meat locker.
What do you mean you and Pat Buchanan?
Well, I was one of the most leading people with open borders, talking about open borders before 9/11, how destructive it is to this
country. In what capacity? Who are you, Ryan?
Well, I'm a person. My credentials are I supported Pat Buchanan, 17 years old, when Pat gave that culture war speech in 92. I supported him from that day on. And I gave up a lot as my youth to get this guy elected president. He was called every name in the book. He was good old Pat till he brought up immigration, illegal immigration, race quotas. Then they called him every single name in the book.
Yeah, Ryan, I'll be honest with you. I like your style, but I don't like Pat Buchanan. He may have been right on the borders, but his kind of his footsie under the table with anti-Semitism or anti-Israeli politics and his idea that we never should have got involved in World War II. Yeah, not my kind of America First. But thank you for your call, Ryan. I appreciate it. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Have I told you my story? I had a lot of travel this weekend. I went to see the great, great people at AM 560 in Chicago this weekend. I had to drive an hour and a half after an hour and a half in the plane. Ended up traveling 6 hours in 24 hours. I got home. Great event. Thank you, everybody. Jeff, Marcus, the whole team. Superb. And we had overflow. We had 500 people who wanted to come and listen to me and some of our Salem buddies. But I got home Sunday. My knee was throbbing. I had that operation a year ago. It was too much travel in one day. What did I do? Of course, double relief factor, two packets. I was walking in my yard 25 minutes later, and I thought, my knee doesn't hurt. It is that good. I immediately called Pete and Seth Talbot, the people behind this product, just to say thank you. That could be you. Order your 3-week quick starter right now. It's that good. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
It's always a good one. The regulars, the good guys call in. We've got Brent and Judy, line one. Brent, let's try and hit both of those great listeners right now. Welcome, Brent.
Blessings to you, America's Gorkaricious Protector.
Gorkaricious? I like that. That sounds like a candy bar. Get your Gorkaricious candy bar today. What brings you here, Brent?
Well, I wanted to say, on the week before Passover and Palm Sunday, I wanted to pay tribute to my fine friend and teacher of 30 years who I never met. Rush was an ancient man with a modern mind whose magnetism emanated from him being a modern patriarch and a prophet whose truths and teachings were built on the bedrock of the Bible. And he always lovingly reminded Americans that their talents and their blessings, too, were on loan from God.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to use the first part of that. Such a great description. An ancient man with a modern mind. Our values are ancient because they are eternal, but he managed to express them truly, you're right, as a teacher in the modern world. Perfect, a perfect tribute to Rush, and that's why we have programmed in my little box here that cut of why we're Americans and we never give up. God bless you, Brent. Wonderful way to start the week. Judy, let us continue. Line two. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, thank you. First of all, I got two different things that I told Mr. G. Number one, adding on to your monologue, they're putting up migrants in hotels,
yep.
You know, to the tune of 86 million. I made a mistake, and Jeff.
I know, 86 million of our money.
Of taxpayers' dollars. Exactly. That encourages even more illegals to come. Why not come? We'll put you up in hotels. You know, homeless veterans would love to be put up in a hotel. Hello. But then I want to move on to Secretary Shrinkin' Blinken. You remember him?
Oh,
Secretary.
I like that. Shrinkin' Blinken. I like that.
I tell you the truth. I really want to say Stinkin' Blinken, but I said, no, I'm not going to be not nice, okay? So I'm going to be nice. So Secretary Shrinkin' Blinken, because he shrank into a total sissy, okay, Dr. Gorka? Totally humiliated by these unbelievable racists that call us racists. And I have to tell you, he should have counted this way. He should have said, we don't have concentration camps like you do.
Ugh.
And BLM has been inspired by you and infiltrated by you guys.
Genius.
In all these 30 Democratic states where we did not send 900,000 counterfeit dollars to Portland,
right.
That you did. And guess what? You are the cowards. You are the cowards. And you work from a strength of cowardice, not
and,
from strength.
And
because
what?
You allowed 2,300 flights worldwide.
Yep. They seeded the world with the Wuhan flu. That's genius. Because that guy, what did he do in response when that Chinese diplomat at our summit in Alaska called us racists? He did nothing. He's shrinking, blinking. He's stinking, blinking. He's a coward. And you're right, Judy. He should have thrown the labor camps back in his face. And he didn't. Because he's a beta. He's a Biden beta. That's who he is. Fabulous call. Thank you, Judy. This is America First. So much more. Stay on this channel.